Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now call in on whether you find it offensive that there is a gift shop at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, or offensive that they sell any specific items. 212-433-WNYC. They call the gift shop the Museum Store, and as you may have seen in the media this week, some family members have raised objections that it's inappropriate and cheapens their loved ones' memories to sell Twin Tower sweatshirts or fire department doggy vests or toy fire trucks, for example. Those items got mentioned in a Washington Post article as examples of those considered questionable by some. So listeners, if you lost someone you know, friend, relative, coworker, or anyone on 9/11, does this offend you? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What if it was you who was gone? How would you feel about this gift shop and these items? 212-433-9692. Now, defenders of the museum say the solemn memorial spaces of various kinds mostly do have shops. Arlington National Cemetery, the Oklahoma City Bombing Memorial, and many others. And the defenders point out that the 9/11 Museum tried and failed to get federal operating funds. It is called the National September 11th Memorial and Museum, but it gets no national, that is federal, funding to run the place. The Holocaust Museum in Washington does get federal funding and is free to enter. Remember that another controversy here is the $24 ticket price. And of course, other places, not singling out the Holocaust Museum, but other places get federal funding and are not winding up with these ticket price and what do we sell in the gift store revenue controversy. So a gift shop is another way to raise revenue. So if we stipulate that a gift shop is okay, can we do that? But certain items cross a line, do they? Where is that line? 212-433-WNYC. The Times points out today that the same kinds of items are sold in the museum store at the memorial to the Oklahoma City bombing in that city. Those items include magnets, key rings, and stuffed puppy rescue dogs, according to the Times. So do nondescript museum pins, like they sell Arlington pins, I think, somehow honor the firefighters who died, but toy fire trucks or replica fire doggy vests desecrate their memory? Is that the public debate, that little tchotchkes are too trivial to be respectful? Firefighters, what do you think? 212-433-WNYC. Is the black sweatshirt with the Twin Towers beyond the pale for some reason? Doesn't it show grief and respect for being in black and show defiance of the terrorists for putting the old towers right out there? But I guess not everyone sees it that way. So how do you see it? If you lost someone on 9/11 especially, or if you are a city cop or firefighter who always have standing in these discussions, do you find the gift shop at the new 9/11 Museum offensive, as at least a few of the families do? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, your reactions to the 9/11 Museum and Memorial gift shop controversy. And Carolyn Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Nice to talk to you. I agree with the museum shopping principle. I think that we have to raise money that way, and I think the items should be tasteful. No horrid pictures like they were selling after the event. But I don't think a cuddly toy of a rescue dog is bad. I think it honors rescue dogs. It makes us remember.
Carol, thank you very much. Yeah, the gaudy pictures of the attacks. Now, it's funny because we had the same conversation, many of you will remember, in the months after the 9/11 attacks, and really for years afterwards, when these private street vendors would set up souvenir tables and stands, right? Now some of it has gone inside and some of it has gone official. And in a sense, we're having the same kind of conversation. But for something that actually funds the memorial and museum, does that change the context for you? Robin in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I've been to the museum and to the gift shop and was actually kind of leery about going in the gift shop. It's very low-key. I'm uncertain what piece of the merchandise qualifies as tasteless or offensive. The event of 9/11 affected all of us in New York, of course, but also all over the nation and the world. And the debate seems to me about who has the right to claim how we remember. And if someone goes to the gift shop and they buy a tasteful pair of earrings or a T-shirt or a book about the rescue dogs, and then they go back home to wherever home is, partly what they're doing is taking a piece of the emotional experience of the museum itself, which is extraordinarily powerful in countless ways. And if the object that they acquire in the gift shop helps them hold some of that emotional weight and some of the honor and some of the real care that the museum brought to the exhibition, I'm not mm-hmm. sure the objection.
Yeah, and it could be that this is primarily a tabloid story for the sake of having a tabloid story, which is where most of the coverage has been. But of course, they were able to get a few family members on the record with quotes. So there are some people among the survivors of 9/11, if that's the right term to use, that have that have feelings about this. And we have some people on our board who we'll hear from in a minute. Can I ask you, Robin, why you as a New Yorker went? Did you lose somebody personally?
I did, and I also am close to a lot of people who worked on the pile and on, especially at Fresh Kills. And I was curious to see how the story was told. And frankly, I went in skeptical that this could be done well because it's such a volatile and difficult story, and it's still so raw. And I was very impressed. And then the last place I went was a gift shop, and I almost didn't go in because I thought even entering the gift shop would be sort of sacrilegious.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I was impressed. It's low key. It's nothing gaudy. It's the revenue supports the museum, and of course, it's an expensive proposition to build a first class museum. I completely respect that some family members are upset. I'm curious to hear from family members who are not upset, but who perhaps don't get the same media attention.
Yes.
I know the families are not a unified voice.
Clearly. I mean, anytime you have 3,000 families involved in anything, you know, especially something as extreme as this that happened to them, there are going to be different reactions that people have. But, Robin, thank you very much. I appreciate your call a lot. Mark on the Upper East Side. On the other side, I think. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Okay.
I'm honestly, I have no family members. Of course, I was in New York when this happened. It's a 9/11. But I think the problem with this is the money imperative with this museum, the need to raise all this money. You know, I've gone to Washington, and I walk on the mall, and I can walk into any of those museums. They're free. This museum should be free. A $24 admission price is really inappropriate. And also, if you look at
now, you know that Mayor Bloomberg made the point when the $24 admission price, you know, hit the news recently. He said, "Boy, did I try to get federal funding like they have for those museums on the mall for their operating expenses, and they refused."
Well, fair enough, but I would also say that if you look on the website, you see various categories of membership up to $2,000 where these special members get special privileges,
sure,
like having cocktail parties and networking events.
Uh-huh.
The point about the gift shop, I have to say, is I don't feel that just because the other museums have them that this should have one. It shouldn't. If there needs to be information or mementos, they can have pamphlets and materials. People should walk through the museum, look at the museum as a sacred ground. I really feel this very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of asking those firefighters to leave early so they could have a cocktail party is just not New York. I'm a New Yorker born and bred, and it just is unseemly to have a money imperative. I understand the mayor tried. How about Mayor de Blasio maybe trying again to see if we can get some help for New York? This is not just a New York memorial. It's a national memorial.
How else would you pay for it? If they can't have a ticket price, if it sounds like you object to some of these large donor perks that the bigger private donors get.
Right.
How would they fund it?
Okay, well, one way to do it is something like what the Metropolitan Museum does. I mean, they have a suggested admission. They have a lot of corporate donors and a lot of very influential people that support the museum. But they also offer the opportunity that if a student or someone that doesn't have the means to go in can actually pay a suggested amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very appropriate for mm-hmm. New York, and we shouldn't be forcing mm-hmm. if, you know, young people or people on unemployment today, you know, $24 is a hefty right. Amount. So I think
indeed.
That they should rethink this and go back to the, you know, to the drawing board and figure out what they're trying to do, what's their mission, what's their vision, and whether the money imperative fits well in excluding people.
Well, one more question. Do you sure. plan, as somebody who didn't lose someone
right.
personally, you said, do you plan to go?
Absolutely. I mean, I plan to go. I mean, this is something I think every New Yorker should plan to do. But I think the museum administration should reconsider.
Right.
I probably would try to go at a time. I think there is a time during the week when it's free. I would try to go
uh-huh.
and not have to pay $24. It really would feel very you know, unseemly, not very nice that they're charging $24
right.
and excluding people. And if firefighters come in, let them stay, and first responders,
Mark,
and don't have parties around this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Referring to one of the other controversies this week, that they had what I think they called a donor reception as part of the kickoff, but on the space and at the space, and some people considered that inappropriate to have, in effect, a party on what is, on one level, a mass grave. Sue in Manhattan, on the same side as Mark, right, Sue?
No, exactly. I have to say I agree with so much of what he said. I mean, I myself happen to go up to my roof and see the second tower get hit, and then saw from about a half a mile away these little flakes falling, which I realized were people. And the fact that in this culture we cannot have a sacred burial place, that we cannot hold sacred ground without turning it into some kind of marketing opportunity, where, think about it, Brian, people have to have tchotchkes and junk probably made in China that they take home from any experience. This is not what you do if you go to a place for meditation and contemplation over loss. It's such a sad indicator. And also you have this staff of marketing people, of people collecting, you know, people who are collecting those donations, this infrastructure, which part of the money is supporting. Well, why is that needed? Support people who, you know, maintain it and keep it clean. You don't have to have marketing departments. You don't have to have party development departments. I mean, this really corroborates everything that cultures that are against America look at and see. We have no respect. We have no sense of spiritual humility or anything. We just care about money.
Sue, thank you very much. And Chris in Manhattan, back to the other side for one last comment. Hi, Chris.
Hi. You know, I don't find anything, any of what I've seen, offensive. And I just think that 9/11 is so many different things to so many different people. I lost people. And to be quite honest with you, I can't even go to the museum because I'm going to weep, as I always do, every time I see a minute of film. To me, those folks who come from Finland, who have no, you know, they didn't have the investment that we had. They didn't watch it that day here in the city. They didn't smell it for the days afterwards. They have a different take on it. They saw it on TV. They see a phoenix rising. They see a lot of different things that we're not seeing. And if they walk away with a hat that says 9/11 Memorial, this is not such a bad thing.
Chris, thank you. And Benita on the Upper West Side wants to recommend something that they could sell. Is that right, Benita?
That's correct. Hi, Brian. You have the smartest listeners, honestly.
Even when they disagree.
Even when they disagree, they're amazing. But my two cents worth is, having visited the Holocaust Museum in Paris, they charge nothing to get in, and when you leave, they sell a memorial candle with a suggested price. I don't remember what that was. But I didn't see anyone leave without several. What it was really were Yahrzeit lights. And I think that would be very appropriate
in the Jewish tradition. And then it's like, it's almost like, who wouldn't buy one?
Right, exactly.
Benita, thank you very much. And there we leave it. Various opinions, and you hear how heartfelt people are on either side of this, on the existence of a gift shop and the items at the gift shop, and a little on the ticket price and the reception that they had the other day at the new 9/11 Memorial and Museum.